well. You've tied a team record, 8-game point streak. Things seem to be going well. What's clicking right now?
It's unexplainable, I guess. I mean, couldn't buy a goal early in the year, first, whatever, 29 games, and now, you know, they're going in. So, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of confidence. That's a big thing. And, you know, playing a lot of power play, that helps. You know, guys are moving the puck really well right now. And, you know, just trying to keep it simple. I mean, that's basically it.
What you're saying, you think it's the best he's probably seen you play. Is it for you, is he kind of getting back to where you were even before the injury last year that cost you the whole year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was tough. It does take time to get back, and you know, that's no excuse at all. But I just feel like I'm kind of hitting my stride now, skating and moving the puck and kind of getting back to where I was. So, feels good, and just kind of keep going from here after the break.
Why would you term yourself 100% right now?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, it was... I think it was a long time recovery, and I just feel like I'm skating well, moving the puck. Like I said, just everything seems to be in sync right now. So that's the biggest thing, and it feels good right now.
We asked Chris the same question too, but did you and the team sense the energy with the big record, all-time record crowd tonight in Charlotte?
Definitely. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. I even looked at Sutter on the bench and said it felt like an NHL game, a weekday game. So it was unbelievable. And the support that we get from the fans here in Charlotte's great. And they come from all over Raleigh and everything. So it's can't complain about that. I just wish there was a better outcome for them.
I know nobody in the locker room would say this, but it's been a long grind the last 8-9 days. Just realistically, does it have any toll at all on these last couple games?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I don't know if that's why we lost a couple third period leads. I don't think we can contribute that to the main cause, but I mean, it does affect you. You feel a little tired and sluggish, and we might not have had our legs, but we weren't going to use that as an excuse. And like I said, it is tough that we lost those third period leads, but we got to learn from it. And rather learn from it now than the playoffs or later on in the season when we're fighting. So just take it as a learning experience.
Thanks, Bob.